in the limelight.
Germany added the United States to its high-risk area list and will soon tighten entry restrictions for unvaccinated travelers who had recently been in the United States. Starting Sunday, 15th of August, travelers who have recently spent time in the U.S. will need to be fully vaccinated or demonstrate an important reason for entering Germany. Those who are unvaccinated or unable to show proof of recovery will need to self-isolate for 10 days upon arrival. The quarantine period can end on the fifth day with proof of a negative COVID-19 test. The article you're about to hear has been written by journalist Bailey Schultz, writing for USA Today. The piece is titled, Germany Tightens Travel Restrictions on US as COVID-19 Cases Surge. Germany added the United States to its high-risk area list and will soon tighten entry restrictions for unvaccinated travelers who had recently been in the U.S. Starting Sunday, 15th of August, travelers who have recently spent time in the U.S. will need to be fully vaccinated or demonstrate an important reason for entering Germany. Those who are unvaccinated or unable to show proof of recovery will need to self-isolate for 10 days upon arrival. The quarantine period can end on the fifth day with proof of a negative COVID-19 test. Previously, unvaccinated travelers had to show a negative coronavirus test to enter Germany. The change comes as the US faces its fourth wave of COVID-19, driven by the highly contagious Delta variant. The country reported more than 900,000 new COVID cases in the past week, and nearly 52% of its population vaccinated, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Turkey and Vietnam and other countries were also added to Germany's high-risk list, joining destinations like the United Kingdom, Spain, India, and Mexico. Germany has been open to tourists from the United States since 20th of June, shortly after the European Union added the United States to a list of countries it believed could see the gradual lifting of travel restrictions. The recommendation is not binding, and each country in the European bloc can enforce its own travel restrictions. The European Union has yet to remove the United States from its safe travel list, despite the US maintaining a travel ban on most European countries. Restrictions against the European Schengen area were first implemented in March of 2020 and prevent travel to the United States for most people from major European countries such as France, Germany, Italy, Greece, Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark, Austria, Sweden, Norway, Hungary, and others. German Chancellor Angela Merkel pressed President Joe Biden on the travel ban during a meeting last month. Biden said at the time that his team was reviewing the travel restrictions, but no changes have been made. The administration certainly understands the importance of international travel, Jeff Zients, White House COVID-19 response team coordinator, said during a press briefing last week. But given the prevalence of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, the United States will maintain the existing travel restrictions at this point. Meanwhile, the United States has no plans to lift travel restrictions for travelers arriving from Europe. The decision means the country's current travel restrictions, which deny entry for people from the European Schengen area, as well as people from the United Kingdom and other countries, will remain in place. Given where we are today with the Delta variant, we will maintain existing travel restrictions at this point for a few reasons, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said at a recent press briefing. Jen Psaki added, "The more transmissible Delta variant is spreading both here and around the world, driven by the Delta variant, cases are rising here at home, particularly among those who are unvaccinated, and appear likely to continue in the weeks ahead. When asked if President Biden would drop travel restrictions in the event airlines adopted vaccine passports or vaccine mandates, Jen Psaki said on Friday, "There are ongoing working groups focused on how to reopen international travel into the United States. There are a range of topics in those discussions that are ongoing," Jen Psaki added. "The president receives regular briefings on them, but we rely on public health and medical advice on when we're going to determine changes to be made." Travel industry groups have urged the Biden administration to open international travel. The Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for about 83% of cases nationwide and has led to a spike in U.S. COVID-19 cases. In the last 2 weeks, cases have increased 171% nationally, and the death rate is up 19% over the week before.